Hi, this is Steve Barrett here at Davos with Devrie Bufner-Vauverk at Cargill. Sorry if I bastardised your name there.
Call me Devrie.
Devrie, yes. Devrie is Chief Communications Officer and Head of Global Affairs at Cargill, having a really busy week here at Davos. Tell us what's top of your agenda and why it's so important for you to be here and for Cargill to be here.
Well, top of the Cargill agenda is that we very much view that Davos as an opportunity to work our business strategy, and the business strategy which is underpinned by purpose. And so over the many years, we feel like we've kind of perfected the magic of how we do that. We're engaging, we have bilaterals with governments, we're engaging with nonprofits around really important partnerships. And we're also, this year, we've decided to highlight a critical element of our business, which is digital and technology. Folks don't always think about Cargill as a technology company, and so what we are doing is we are putting that element of our business on display. Our business is essentially disrupting itself every day, and in fact, that's what we talk about at Cargill, is if we don't disrupt ourselves, someone else will.
Yeah,
and so we've used the opportunity to highlight a lot of our new technologies, farmer-facing technologies, but also ones that are bringing together consortiums in the industry using blockchain, etc. Another element of what we're doing here is what I've told my CEO is what happens in Davos doesn't stay in Davos, which is why he may be so exhausted that we've done so many high-end interviews. This is the first year we've done it. It's been a great build to do that. And what we've recognized is that Davos is an amazing platform, not only to tell our story as Cargill, but the story of what's going on across the globe in terms of geopolitical fracturing and what that means for a global business.
So really what you're saying is everyone's here, so you get the chance to have all those discussions,
yes.
Partnership discussions, the media's all here, so you get, and I guess being HQ'd in Minnesota, you'll get a lot more exposure to that media in one place.
So we get it all in one place, which is why I brought a phenomenal communications team with me.
Yeah.
My team is on the ground. They've got a full agenda. My team back at home, social media team and others. And by the way, it's global. So what we've done this year is we've decided to completely globalize it and have a 24-hour conversation.
Tell us a little bit about this chef tie-up that you're doing this week and how you're activating that.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, a big part of our work here is to highlight partnerships. Last year at Davos, we launched a global movement. This is new for companies. We are putting ourselves in the center of activist movements. And we launched it with a Brazilian chef by the name of David Hertz. He's run an organization called Gastromotiva for many years. We've partnered with them on the ground in Brazil. But what we decided is, let's take this global. If we can do it in that community, we can do it in communities worldwide. So we launched Social Gastronomy last year with the World Food Program. I call it the three Davids. David Beasley, head of World Food Program, Dave McLennan, head of CEO of Cargill, and David Hertz, chef of from Gastronomy.
Three D's.
Three D's. So David and I are young global leaders in the World Economic Forum together. So we've actually carried out a whole agenda this year. We've held several summits in the run-up to this year. We've actually brought together actors from all over the world. We've built a digital platform to connect communities worldwide for social gastronomy, and we launched that platform yesterday. What it really is it's about, social gastronomy is about putting food at the center of social change and using that in communities to address education and nutrition, education and job creation, education and dignity, how we're serving and operating in our communities, and education and food surplus. So we basically work in communities to source the food surplus, bring it into one common place, turn it into gourmet meals with the chefs that are powering this movement, and then serve communities who are most marginalized with these
food deserts.
Yeah,
and places like
but
that.
We not only serve them, they come into our system and learn culinary skills.
Yeah.
Some of them have become chefs themselves. So it's exciting. We will have a big breakfast tomorrow to bring together other actors. And in the World Economic Forum, the young global leaders have chosen 5 programs and partnerships to sponsor and support. And David and I, our program is one of them.
Yeah, it is a crazy place, Davos. As you just said, we're in the SDG tent. We just literally walked past Ban Ki-moon on the way
to
find a little quiet corner to do this podcast. So tell me about the Sustainable Development Goals. How are we doing? You know, how far down the road are we? And what more needs to be done, and what are you hoping to take away from Dallas to really push the ball down the field?
Well, right. So the SDGs, for those that don't know briefly, are just a 17 goals that we've set ambition for 2030. Things like zero hunger, zero waste, life below water. And the SDGs bring a perfect lens for a company to think about how we want to communicate with our stakeholders. We bring them into the company and we begin to say, what do our stakeholders expect of us in terms of our contribution to end hunger? And we begin to put metrics behind those. And so I know a lot of companies, a lot like Cargill, are looking and saying, how do we do integrated reporting against these goals? And so as opposed to just putting out financial reports every year, we say, how do we use the power of communications to say, here's how we're doing on gender equity, here's how we're doing on ending hunger. And so how are we doing? Well, I think we're ambitious at this point, but at the same time, I think there's a lot of conversation here and a lot of urgency around, we've got to speed it up. And one of the big themes here in Davos is, well, how do you speed it up? We're talking at the global level around these global goals. And let's get back to the notion of social gastronomy. We've got to do this at the community level. And so in order for us to achieve global goals, it's kind of counterintuitive. All of us have to be working in our communities at the community level against these 17 goals and bring them all together in a way that it ladders up. We don't have a lot of time.
No, exactly. Yeah. Would you say that's the one key lesson to take away from this week, that we have to start at that local level on the SDGs?
Yeah, it's been an interesting pivot. Yes, we have to make sure that we're shored up at the local level, that we're using the ground truth of these goals to ensure that this is actually impacting people's lives. And, you know, as a chief communications officer, I truly appreciate these 17 goals because I think it's been the best branding and marketing campaign for addressing, you know, the root causes of poverty. And so I'm certainly proud that my company has begun to bring it in to our narrative. We're looking at our investments through the lens of these sustainable development goals. We're thinking about our actions against those. And for a communicator, this is the best gift we could have been given, which is a great toolkit to communicate how we're going to address some of these massive, audacious goals to end poverty in our lifetime.
That's great stuff, and thanks for spending some time with PR Week, and good luck for the rest of the week.
Thank you, and thank you for being here, for highlighting the importance of communication.
So many of our readers are here, so we've got to be here.
And what we do.
Yeah. Great stuff.
All right.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.